Thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf welcoming inside the studio Doug Farrar, the editor of the Shutdown Corner blog on Yahoo Sports. Doug, thank you very much for taking some time out to be with us here today. And the one thing we want to get into is Seahawks defensive coordinator Gus Bradley. What has impressed you the most about Bradley's scheme and the way that he's been able to implement it during his time with the Seahawks?
Well, I live in Seattle, and I cover the NFL. I obviously, you know, I've been covering the Seahawks since the beginning of the Pete Carroll era, which began in early 2010. And I think the one thing that impresses me the most about Gus is that he, and it's why I think he'll eventually be a good head coach in the NFL. He's a defensive guy, yes, but he has a very good overall view of the team. And that keeps coming up in-game, in press conferences. And, it's why guys like Wade Phillips and Norv Turner don't necessarily make good head coaches, because they see their side of the ball. I know that was a complaint about Andy Reid for a long time in certain quarters. I think Gus sees the whole thing. I think he's got that worldview that's required to be a successful head coach. The other thing is he's very good with the media. He's very media savvy. He's very open, but he'll only tell you what he wants you to know. He's very forthright. He's well-spoken. And some people might say, well, these aren't really characteristics you need to be a head coach. Well, maybe in 1953, but in 2013, yeah, you need to have all those things, too. I've been impressed with him overall. Schemes aside and all those other things aside, just the way he handles himself, I think it speaks of a guy who will eventually be able to play that role really well.
Doug, having done my reading up on Gus Bradley this weekend after it came out that the Eagles would interview him, looking at how he became the Seahawks defensive coordinator, I guess it started with a recommendation from Monty Kiffin to Jim Mora. But it's interesting that when Pete Carroll came in, he kept Gus Bradley on, and I guess that would speak well to his ability just to interview.
Gus was the only assistant that Pete kept, and Pete and Monty Kiffin go way, way back to to Nebraska, like in the 70s and then early 80s in Minnesota. And Monty has spoken highly of Gus for a long time, had him as a quality control coach in Tampa Bay. And he told Mora, basically, I've got a once-in-a-lifetime guy here. And, I don't know. that might be hyperbole. I don't know. But that's another thing that impresses me about Gus, is that he's able to adapt. The defense under Mora, the personnel had been undercut by former general manager Tim Ruskell. There wasn't a lot to work with. When Mora was fired, Mora can be a very contentious guy. Mora tends to think he's right, even and especially when he's not. Gus was able to deal with that. And then when Pete came in, Pete's a very, he likes a lot of multiple fronts. It's over and under fronts. It's all the stuff he used at SC. A lot of the stuff he learned from, ironically, Monty Kiffin. Gus was able to go from a straight cover two and Tampa two approach right into over and under fronts and heavy press man. And really, that's, I think if there's one thing, since we're talking about the Eagles, and I'm preaching to the choir here, the one thing that may have upended them was an inability to adapt to their personnel. I think Gus has a great ability to do that on defense. It's, okay, these are the guys I have, so I'm going to put them in the best positions to succeed. Now, Carroll is sort of he's the overseer of all that, but Gus is the guy, and I've been to enough practices to tell you, he is the guy who has to implement it day to day. So whether the Eagles want to keep running wide nine, or they want to run straight forefront, or they want to switch to play amoeba defense every down, I think Gus can handle it and put it on the field in a good way. And that's why he sort of transcended from the Mora to the Carroll eras and had even more success under Pete.
Now, Doug, you do a great podcast with Greg Cosell of NFL Films. You look at the All-22 and you break everything down. How do you think that the Eagles scheme as it stands today, or at least the personnel, would work with Gus Bradley, since you said that he's so good at being able to adapt and mix things up?
Well, late in the year, after Jim Washburn was let go, it seemed like they were using more stunts and loops. They would bring, tackles outside, ends inside, kind of that old Vandenbosch-Hainsworth switch. And I think their line got more effective. They were doing more up front. They were doing more A-gap blitzes. Gus can... I think the first thing he'll do is he'll look at the personnel. They would go through the draft and say, okay, now these are our chips. How do we play them? And Gus, I think one of the things that I like about Gus, in addition to everything else, is he doesn't have a particular style. He's not going to beat his head against the wall running wide nine just because that's what he does. He will find the best way to use the guys he has. I think with the Eagles personnel now, you need more linebacker blitzes. You need more straight coverage as opposed to shifting all over the place, and I think it's confused a lot of their secondary. I think you need to start from the basics, start with the fundamentals, work your way back up. I think with that Eagles personnel right now, that's not a two-week project. You've got a lot of ground to cover, and I think with a young coach, with a guy who has really built himself up from kind of humble beginnings, I think he's a good fit because he's going to take the time and have the patience to do it. You know, he's not a retread. He's not trying to rebuild his reputation. He's not going to make silly decisions just to bolster his own name. I think if he's a head coach, he's in it for the long haul.
I said over the weekend, I feel like Michael Kendricks is a guy who should be rooting for Gus Bradley to be the guy. One of the most important questions about hiring a new head coach here, Doug, is what kind of staff are they going to bring with him? And especially for a guy like Gus Bradley, who would you bring on the offensive side? Obviously, it's impossible to know that. But what kind of connections do you feel like he's made? And is there anybody on that Seahawks staff who you would expect would go with Gus Bradley?
Well, they've got some good guys coming up on offense. I think the one thing he's learned with what John Gruden used to call, Warren Sapp used to call buckball, and certainly with Pete, I think he would want an offensive coordinator who does things a bit differently than what Eagles fans are used to, which is, get ready for it. Run first. It's take care of the ball. It's not a conservative game plan, but I think he buys into what Pete wants to do, which is lead with your running back, succeed with your quarterback, take care of the ball. He's often spoken about how that approach helps his defense and vice versa. I think he's going to want an offense that's more tied to his defense, might take fewer chances, but has more sustained drives and is in games more often as opposed to the boom or bust type of thing. I don't see him, and that'll be the one question I have about him, by the way, is how will he be able to, you know, having run a defense all through his professional life, can he look at the offense? Can he sort of audit what the offensive coordinator and those guys are doing? And that is the big question. But I think the approach he saw in Tampa Bay and the approach he's seen in Seattle, I would think he'd carry that forward.
I'm sure that's what everyone is going to wonder down the line. But, of course, with a young quarterback like Nick Foles and two great running backs in LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown, certainly that might be the mindset to go. Doug Farrar, editor of the Shutdown Corner blog on Yahoo Sports, again, does a great podcast throughout the season with Greg Cosell. Thank you very much for taking some time to join us here inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.